Question 98. What did Moses command you? Mark 10:3. And he answered and said unto them, What did Moses command you? The new rabbi in town is teaching something novel. He's tearing down the old ways and making new ways to travel. He's replacing the law of Moses. He's setting aside the commandments. These must have been the remarks one could hear on the streets by those discussing Jesus' ministry. There are many today who think the same way. There are those who think that Jesus came to destroy, do away with, and set aside the law of Moses. The Pharisees of Jesus' day had forced into their society a set of bylaws to live by so that life could be lived to the edge of sin without stepping over the bounds. These guidelines were not done under the direction of God, however, and spiritual disaster occurred. These were the things that Jesus brought up when chiding them about omitting the weightier matters of the law, thereby straining out gnats and swallowing camels whole. Their plan actually was causing sin instead of avoiding it. Not sin in ignorance, but sin with a sense of righteousness. These bylaws were a constant source of discussion and debate. Could a man divorce his wife for any cause, or did it have to be a serious one? The scripture in Deuteronomy 24:1 is vague about the cause and subsequently led to liberal interpretations. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. So this became a topic for debate. Here's the complete picture. Matthew writes, The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, Have ye not read, He that made them at the beginning, made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Therefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. When they saw that Jesus was taking the conservative stance, they were more determined to defend their position, and they said to him, Why then did Moses command to give a writing of divorcement to put her away? Jesus didn't miss a beat and referred to the time before sin entered the equation. He said, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. The Bible is a rich source of guidance when we're in a condition that hinders or hampers our hearing. When we cannot, for reasons of grievous behavior, sin, or rebellion, hear the voice of God within us, we're treading on dangerous ground. We are primed and ready to accept error and need a line of demarcation to turn us around. When we find ourselves violating the Scripture, we should summarily repent and not try to justify what we're doing. When we are at cross purposes with the Scriptures, we're stemming tides that are flowing God's direction. These are the times to turn about and admit we were wrong and change our behavior, otherwise known as old-fashioned repentance. Jesus asked them then, and he asks you now, What did Moses command you? You'll not find a commandment that is useless to a true Christian, nor will you find a true Christian who finds the commandments of his God useless. As a matter of fact, the Scriptures are as close as a person can get to the voice of God in the earth, without a relationship of repentant faith in Christ. The Scriptures are to be respected. Some of them were written in rock with his own finger. One can never go wrong living by the Scriptures. Questions that plague our modern society would easily be answered simply by considering the question, well, what did Moses command you? What are the answers to questions like, what will we do about AIDS, about world hunger, about the homeless, about the family, about crime, and every other illness of society? Now consider, what did Moses command you? But what should be our attitude about the world around us? How should we conduct ourselves? How should we dress and speak and act? What should we give to the poor? And what should we give to the work of the Lord? What should we give our families? Well, what did Moses command you? But how do we counsel others? How do we lend money? How do we train our children? How do we provide for our parents? Well, what did Moses command you? The Old Testament has been set aside for no good reason. There are few who can read the questions listed above and give Old Testament references that provide answers. We've forsaken the Old Testament and found our New Testament Christian men and women worse for it. We struggle with questions that have plain answers. We discuss and test doctrines and ideas that would be straightway rejected if subjected to Old Testament scrutiny. We accept more readily bias, tainted, and so-called science, even if it negates the Scriptures. Our meetings are crippled and stagnant because we do not have the courage to say, "Thus saith the Lord." Quakers have always taught that the same Spirit who put forth the Scriptures resides within the believer. We, who know the voice of God within, know that He makes the Scriptures come alive, more so than merely reading it could ever do. Jesus was able to lend insight to the law and the prophets not previously considered, such as, "From the beginning it was not so," or, "Ye have heard it was said, but I say unto you." These depths were available to him because of the Spirit within him. He knew personally the Spirit who wrote the Scriptures, just as we, who have been baptized in the Spirit, also know. We who are instructed under the kingdom of heaven can provide for ourselves new dimensions. Dimensions not known heretofore are available to those who read with the Spirit the Testaments, both new and old. When you struggle with new insights that controvert your meeting's ideas, overturn the traditions in the minds of friends, and contradict modern New Testament Christians, it is always appropriate to ask yourself, "What did Moses command you?" Therefore, everyone who is instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man who bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. What did Moses command you?